Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves for a shock.
Ready to be challenged? Maybe a little offended, but definitely shocked. This is Shock Therapy Live. Your therapy session with Nate Heitzig. We're not looking for stump the pastor questions, so put down your Devos and open your diaries. Really, this isn't systematic theology.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not at all.
This is Shock Therapy Live. Now, here's Steve-O.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Welcome to Shock Therapy Live.
It's beginning to look a lot like New Mexico. Brown and stupid cold.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much.
That's how I feel.
I'm sorry, buddy. I feel like the
this
weather...
Is the oh, water.
What did I do? My bad.
Wow.
My bad. I'm not paying attention.
That was strange.
I'm really distracted today. You'll have to forgive me. That was fun. So, how's it going?
Good. Eating a burrito.
Yeah.
Enjoying the day.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'm here. I'm excited. I missed the Christmas party last night. I was a little upset.
Dude, Mitch got so wasted.
Dude.
It was insane.
I heard she already spent, I heard that everybody got like cool little gift cards and that mine was on the table last night.
Yeah.
She just took it and freaking spent it.
Yeah, dude.
That would be very Mitch of her.
Dude. My dad bought everybody a bottle of 25-year scotch, and you didn't get yours because you didn't go.
When did we start going to Marzell?
Just saying. I got your McClellan 25-year in the back of my car. I'm going to light it on fire.
Your dad, I can't wait to show him this audio clip. He's going to be so stoked. Oh, it's going to be great. I'm just kidding. Shh, nobody, don't say anything. It was just a joke.
Wait, are we live?
Yeah, yeah, this is, yeah, mics are always on.
Well,
Shock Therapy Live.
In that case,
that's why we call it Shock Therapy Live. Pastor Nate, hanging out with you. We are here. We're excited to be here.
Yeah,
we got a good show for you today,
dude. I murder a reindeer and an elf at the same time. Did I tell you what I told my son about Santa Claus?
Oh, I don't know. Okay, first of all, parents, you got to give the disclaimer, the heads up, because if there are parents,
if there's parents listening, Santa Claus is fake. Stop lying to your kids.
If there are parents listening with their kids, man, you got to understand. Don't ever do that Wednesday 9 o'clock. Just go listen to something else,
dude.
Unless
needs
they're
to be
like 23,
needs to be done.
Yeah.
Okay, so check it out. So we are going to go to the mall
okay.
and meet Santa Claus. Because our friends were going, they said, hey, let's go get pictures with Santa. First of all, who came up with that idea? Hey, let's take our kids to the mall and let them sit on a creepy guy's lap who has a beard at the mall on a bench. Bad decision. Like, when else would you do that during the year? Hey, son, there's that guy over there on the bench with a beard. Why don't you go sit on his lap?
Yeah.
No, bad decision. He's going to take him and put him in that bag, take him home, and who knows what's going to happen. Not going to be good. So anyways, we're like, okay, let's go to the mall and meet Santa Claus. And my son says, Daddy, who's Santa Claus? Now a dilemma arises. Who do I tell my son Santa Claus is? So without even thinking, I just say the first thing that comes to my mind is like, Santa Claus is a dead missionary who used to give gifts to little boys and girls to spread the love of Jesus Christ.
That's
and then
good.
I stop and I'm like, how terrifying is that?
No, that's
I'm going to go meet a dead guy who gave gifts to little kids like hundreds of years ago. That's even worse. Now he's a zombie. I'm going to go meet a giant zombie with a beard who wants to put me in a bag and eat me. That's not scary.
Welcome to Shock Therapy Live.
And not only that, he has creepy guys with like pointy ears that serve him.
This is true.
What is happening?
Yeah, but if you've seen Hobbit recently,
but
elves are pretty cool.
So now,
right?
So now Santa Claus is a zombie who has Vulcans serving him.
Yeah.
Strange.
It's pretty amazing.
So maybe really Santa Claus is just Captain Kirk, who's gotten really, really old and fat.
Okay.
Which isn't too far off if you see William Shatner nowadays.
I know, man. What happened?
Age.
Yeah, I guess. Happens to all of us.
Yeah.
We're actually getting a phone call, and hopefully it's not somebody just to yell at us.
We don't have a little thing, so I can't see what it's about.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. Welcome. We're talking about zombies. And elves.
There's not really any point for Mitch to ask him what it's the question's about because I can't literally listen.
There you go.
Angry.
Static.
Yo, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Man, I love you guys.
Hey.
It's hilarious.
We love you.
I am listening to you guys with my son.
Good.
However, he is 2 years old, and we just had an argument about who pooped in their pants.
That is a good argument to have.
It is.
Steve-O and I just had that argument a little while ago. And it was Steve-O.
It was me.
It was Steve-O.
Yeah.
So, man, it's not my fault.
Right on. Lay off the raisin bran. Love you guys.
Hey, so
that was it?
So, a 2 year old, you're really not there yet having the Santa Claus conversation yet, are you?
Have you thought about what you're going to say?
No, my daughter is 8, and we're going to drop the bomb after Christmas this year.
Oh, after this year?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know, if you really wanted to, you could do it in a really fun way. You could dress up as Santa Claus, kind of like go on the roof and like stage a Santa Claus death.
Yeah.
That could be exciting. Then after Christmas, you guys could have like a funeral for Santa Claus.
Well, no, because then there's that one movie where the dude puts on the suit and then he becomes Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah. Well, luckily we don't have to worry about that happening because that's not real, so.
Right.
But
guys, I like your idea. I think it was maybe last year. I don't know. I've been podcasting you guys for a while, but where dress up like Jesus and a sign that says he's not real and stand next to Santa Claus at the mall.
I like that. I think we should still do that. I'm still contemplating that. Except right now I have a mustache, and everyone knows that Jesus wasn't creepy, so I can't do that.
Yeah.
Right on.
All right, man.
Love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
Steve-O, you and I should dress up one of us as Santa Claus and one of us as Jesus and have a UFC like bout and record it.
Everybody would be mad about that because then the pacifist Christians would say no because Jesus would have turned the other cheek, so Santa Claus would have hit him.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I don't care about any of those people.
Oh, okay.
So I think we should do it. It'd be fun. It'd be funny.
Man, you're going for like a record this morning. Okay, by the way, studio@mystaticradio.com. We love getting your emails. We love hearing from you.
I have a special place that I put them. It's called a trash bin. Boop, 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 boop.
Did you just have way too much fun at the Christmas party last night?
Too much fun and too much cocaine.
Oh, my God. I'm leaving. If you're not going to take this show seriously... I'm not kidding.
I don't do cocaine at staff Christmas parties, okay? In case anyone's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you did cocaine at a Christmas party. The white stuff on my face was a Santa beard, all right? It was a Santa beard.
I don't even know how to handle you today.
Nothing else.
Gosh, your mother, if she's listening, she is, gosh, I'm 923. I just want her to come back here and say, Nathan! That's all I want. I just want Lenya to show up and just be really mad.
No.
Yeah.
My wife's not listening because she's on a plane to California.
What?
Yeah.
When are you going?
Christmas morning at 5:45.
Okay. So you're going to be here Christmas
Eve? I'm going to stab myself in the eye with a candy cane. Done. Just candy cane in the eye. Jab. Done. Christmas morning at 5:45.
Oh,
that's stupid. Who thought of that?
You're
me.
I was going to say you.
So dumb. Like... In October, at like when balloons are flying around, it sounds like a good idea.
Right.
Then in December, when you realize you have to get up at 5 o'clock on Christmas morning, you're like, wow, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
That's bad decision.
So the kids already went too?
Yeah, they're
gone.
It's
just you?
Yeah.
Flying solo?
Flying solo.
Wow.
Man,
let's go see a movie.
We should.
Let's go.
All right. Peace, guys.
Right. Haven't seen The Hobbit yet, so
yeah,
have you seen it yet?
IMAX.
IMAX? Oh. Let's go. All right, guys.
All right. Peace.
We're just going to play music for the rest of this hour.
You guys.
Next.
You guys have a good day.
Have a great day. We'll see you later.
Shock Therapy Live. We thought we knew what we were getting into. Now we're just trying to get through the show without getting fined. You're still listening? Good. Because Steve-O and Nate haven't bailed yet either. Now, more Shock Therapy Live.
Well, now in all fairness, we tried to bail.
We did.
But Steve Ryman threatened to eat me, so I had to come back. So I'm here. You do what you can. I was going to see Smog.
Amazing. I haven't seen it yet. Have you seen it?
Dude, it was great.
Ah!
Benedict Cumberbatch plays Smog.
Yeah.
So I my mom watched an interview with him, and I guess to get into the mindset of Smog, he would go to the zoo and watch lizards for like 6 hours and just
really?
Stare at lizards. And then when he'd get home, he'd try to do lizard movements while he was reading the script to pretend that he was the dragon. And I was like, yeah, some people do that, and they're called loonies. And they have special places for people to do that. It's not normal.
He does that, and we all applaud him because he's amazing. He's incredible.
Oh, my gosh. You have a British accent.
It's Benedict Cumberbatch. I lose to
him.
My wife's birthday is January 19th. That is season 3 premiere of Sherlock, and so
yeah, and
no party. It's
Bilbo and Smaug are in Sherlock.
I love it.
I haven't actually seen it yet. So
you haven't seen Sherlock?
No. Mm-mm.
Dude, watch Sherlock.
Shock Therapy Live, answering the important questions in your life,
who
is Santa Claus? What ways should you try to kill him in front of your child? And what movies should you watch?
Yeah, yeah.
We do what we can.
Shock Therapy Live,
boom.
Hello.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hello.
Hey, so I just had a question. I wanted to get your opinion on something. It's a little bit of a long story, but I'll try to paraphrase it.
No.
Tell
us. We love hearing backstory because it helps better talk about it.
Okay. Well, I got engaged a long time ago, like a year and a half ago, but then got unengaged about a little over a month ago. And so 2 weeks after I got unengaged, I slept with someone else. Felt bad about it and repented and moved on. But then I got back to a place where I'm kind of interested in my ex-fiance again. But I feel conflicted, like I should be punished more and have to wait longer before getting back together. So I don't know what to do.
What does your ex-fiance think about the whole situation? Does she know the whole backstory that we know?
Yeah, I told her everything, and she's already forgiven me, but she says that we should really pray about it a lot. And so, I don't feel like super conflict, like it's not super confusing right now. I just thought maybe you guys would be able to give me some advice.
The biggest thing I want to know is, how have you changed? Because my question is, what's going to stop you from doing it once you're married? You know, what's going to stop you from doing it again? So there has to be a noticeable change within your life, a heart change between not just you and her, but between you and God, in a place where you're at a different state as a man. Because what I would say is, you probably shouldn't, you know, try to marry her if you're not a different person, because, you know, frankly, she deserves better than that. So
yeah, was it a situation where, hey, long relationship, engaged, faithful, whatever, and then who called it off? Like, what was the situation that led to you guys calling it off? Was there some unfaithfulness? What were the issues surrounding that?
I was faithful. We were pure. We weren't having sex. We were waiting to get married. She's a virgin, but I wasn't going into the relationship. I've had my struggles with pornography in the past, she kind of broke it off with me. Like, she was the one who suggested that we separate. But when she said it, I felt like that was the right thing to do, because we had been drifting apart and been really trying to, I was trying to keep our, you know, everything good in our relationship, but it just kept drifting apart. So when she wanted to call it off, I thought maybe it would be the best thing to do, because we're waiting. The reason why we were engaged for so long is because we're both waiting to graduate from college in like a little more than a year. And so it was just when we separated, I kind of just went back to, you know, the me from 4 years ago that.
So, like Nate said, what's changed there?
Yeah, so wait a second. I need to clarify something. Yeah. Did you sleep with someone else while you guys were engaged, or
no,
after you guys called
it
off?
After they called it off.
After we called it off. We had been separate for 2 weeks, which is still pretty fast. It was rebounding, but...
Yeah, yeah.
And then, so...
Where's this girl in the picture?
She was an old friend who... I kind of always knew liked me, and so.
So she was a booty call.
Yeah, I guess.
One of those. If you know you can, why not go for it? Nice.
So. So how have you changed? I mean, are you a different person, or are you? I mean.
Well, like I said, like I was. I've made mistakes like this long in the past. So I mean, I don't know. I'm worried because it feels like
familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what, again, I asked you. So Has nothing changed? I mean, have you gone through a state of repentance? Have you gone through a state, you know, of you know, coming before the Lord and having your heart broken for your sin? Because if not, then I would say, yeah, you guys probably shouldn't get engaged again. You guys probably shouldn't get married again, you know? You kind of started this question out like, man, I feel like I should be punished more. I think that when we go through a state of true repentance, we feel the weight and the burden of the Holy Spirit on us, yeah. And we feel that conviction that comes with that, and that leads us to a true repentance, which should, by its nature, relieve us of that guilt. And so that's why I asked that question. Steve, we asked that is, what's changed in your life? Because, yeah. You know, if true repentance, true conviction from the Holy Spirit hasn't taken place, then you're right. You guys probably shouldn't, you know, pursue this relationship again.
What do you think is an adequate punishment? What are you looking for? I know you keep talking about the fact that you haven't been punished enough. What kind of punishment are you looking for? What's going to be enough?
Maybe it's more like how long should I wait before? I mean, I know that it's not just like you sin and then you wait, and then when everyone forgets about it, you know, you pretend it never happened. I want to grow, and I'm changing, and I'm going to church more and reading my Bible more and praying more, and I really feel like God is doing a lot more in my life now that I'm single again. It's made me really look at some of the things in my life that just need, that are issues that, I was always able to just kind of brush aside when I was engaged and say, well, you know, I don't have time to take care of my issues because I gotta be worrying about my relationship. But now that I'm single, it's just me and God. And so, like, I know that that's the reason why I'm single. But, yeah, I mean.
I gotta tell you, man, if you think it's gonna get any easier when you're married, you're crazy, because I think a lot of dudes, myself included, thought, hey man, I'm dealing with this issue, but I got to work on what's going on in my fiance's life. I got to work on all these other relationships. I don't have time for myself, and that it'll all work itself out when you're married. If anything, it gets harder. It's more difficult. And so if you're not taking proactive steps to make a change in your heart and your attitude and your mind, then you really shouldn't.
Yeah.
You really shouldn't be pursuing a relationship with anyone.
And so this is what I would say. Like, you say, how long should I wait? There's not like a magic number. It's not like, yeah. Man, 2 years is the magic number, you know? Really what it is you wait until God has changed your heart and until you can honor, respect, and love this girl, this daughter of God, yeah. The way that she was meant to be treasured. Until you can do that and until there's been a drastic, dramatic change in your heart, you shouldn't pursue that relationship. And so that's really, you know, something that, again, that's a heart issue that you're the only one who can answer that is, have I changed, you know, from doing this? Have I actually changed, or am I just going through the acts of change? Am I just like going to church and reading my Bible, but has my heart actually changed?
Yeah.
And that's something only you can answer. And then, you know, the second question to that is, can I love her? Can I honor her? Can I respect and treasure her the way that she was meant to be? Again, that's something that only you can answer that. And again, that's something between you and the Lord. But until you can do both of those things, and until you can answer the affirmative for both of those things, a relationship shouldn't be pursued.
Yeah.
Well, that's just what I was hoping to hear.
Okay.
Awesome.
Good advice.
Right.
Awesome.
On,
thanks,
man.
Guys.
Hey, right. We'll be praying for you. God bless.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you too, bro. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700. It seems like in the season, it's really interesting. This theme keeps popping up.
Yeah.
And,
both of our email questions are similar to it.
Yeah. You want to start with one? Because it's so funny. I'm going through this devotion with my family this month for Advent, and that theme popped up last night. So it's pretty pertinent.
Yeah, it was really funny though. We were kind of joking. We were having fun, beginning of Shock Therapy Live.
Yeah.
And then we got that call, and I just, like, all that came into my mind was the Eminem song. I was like, back to reality. Oh,
yeah.
There goes gravity. I'm like, oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It hits.
But yeah, let's tackle off some of these email questions. Let's take our first one. Yo guys, I have a question for you. In the past, my dating life ended up causing me some serious heartache, and I also hurt others as well. It's been 3 years since my last relationship, and God has faithfully reproved and corrected me over that time. It was the only recently that I finally had peace and assurance that I am ready to date again and do it the right way. My question is, what is a good starting point now? It might sound like a silly question, but I'm really just that far behind. Thanks. You know, first of all, I want to use what he said as an answer to what the last guy had a question about. You know, yeah. when do I, you know, look, pursue a relationship? How long is long enough? This guy did it the right way. It says it's been 3 years since his last relationship. And yeah. These are things that I hear him saying. These are key words. God has reproved and corrected me.
Yeah.
And he recently found peace and assurance that God has led him to do this again. You know, he's in the right place. He's done what this last guy you called in needs to do.
Yeah.
He's sought the Lord.
Yeah.
He's repented to the Lord. He's felt the conviction and the reproof and the correction of the Lord.
Yeah.
And that has led him in a 3-year-long process to a place now where he says, I finally have peace and assurance that yeah. God wants me to start doing this again.
Now, I wanna,
you know, that's a cool place to be in.
I wanted to make a point on something because we've been talking about this, and both of the phone calls that we've received had to do with people who were at one time engaged or are in a relationship. I would not give the same advice to someone who is married.
Yes.
Because I think a lot of times in a marriage covenant relationship, somebody commits adultery, somebody fails, and somebody does something to hurt the other person. There's this deep hurt. This wouldn't be the same advice of, hey man, you need to just, you know, go
take
off on your
years.
Own for 3 years.
Go on like a soul,
you know,
searching,
I mean?
Journey.
Yeah, because,
spirit quest.
Because what's ridiculous is, sadly, that's usually what happens, is then after a mistake has been made, after an adultery, after a failure, after there has been some form of damage to the relationship, usually in a marriage, the guy or the girl or whoever screwed up, it says, man, I just got to go find myself.
Yeah.
I got to figure out
like,
why
what are you going to do? You're going to find your spirit animal?
Right.
It's like, well,
and
man.
So it's a very different scenario when you are married, because you got to get through that together. There's a covenant and it's been broken, and
yeah.
those...
You don't need space. You need, you know.
Absolutely.
You need to be more
Absolutely.
United, more bonded than
so,
ever before.
And I just wanted to present that, so in case there's somebody married listening who's like, man, I'm there, or I've been there. You're right. I got to go to Tibet and find myself. You're an idiot. Sorry.
Yeah. First of all, who goes to Tibet anymore?
Right? Gosh.
Brad Pitt?
Yeah, I was
You're not
just
Brad Pitt.
Thinking that. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday,
okay,
Brad Pitt.
So let's answer this guy's question. What is a good starting point now? You know, he's gone through this process, this 3 years where God has really worked on him. He has the assurance that, you know, God wants him to start dating again. What's a good starting point for him?
Now? I mean, is there somebody in his life that...
Yeah.
This is one of those, well, is somebody there? Because don't...
Exactly.
The worst starting point, I feel like you're already there. You're at the starting point. This is, you're beyond the starting point. The starting point was that restoration process,
yeah.
was that seeking God. You have that peace.
Yeah.
So now just move forward, because God will bring that person, and you will know if
yeah.
you're walking, if you're
it's not like an
along.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo thing. It's
yeah,
not like,
so,
all right, God, I'm going to pull an Abraham and go put this ring in someone's nose and make him my wife.
Right.
I don't want to do that.
So I would just say, be content. Rejoice in your situation right now that God has brought about this peace and this joy in your heart, and you're ready to do something, because congratulations,
yeah.
you're far beyond where most people who are actually married are.
And then keep your eyes open. You know, you've been in this place of about 3 years where probably potential girls, you've had your eyes kind of closed to the possibility because you were in the state where God is working on you. Now that you're in this place where you feel like God has given you permission to start dating again, keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
You
but
know?
Don't be like, is that the one? God, that's the one. That's
yeah.
the one? You're the one.
Yeah.
That's the one? Because you're going to start freaking people out with all this Matrix talk.
Yeah, don't
so,
do the Holy Spirit bingo thing.
Yeah,
that's not cool.
It's not. It's, yeah. So, anyways.
So yeah, you know, I would say keep your eyes open. And when that girl comes that you're like, man, I like this girl. I'm attracted to this girl. She seems cool. Don't jump on it right away and be like, hey, so I've been waiting for 3 years and I want to date you and we should get married. It's going to be awesome.
Right.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Get to know her, you know, develop a friendship, go hang out with her with a group of people, develop a relationship and a friendship
yeah.
and then see what God does from there. But, you know, don't – a lot of people when they haven't dated for a long time are so ready and willing to give their heart away to the first person who will have it.
Right.
So don't do that, you know.
Yeah.
I say still guard your heart. Be wise. Be cunning as a serpent but gentle as a dove.
Yeah. I would also say do not forget where you have come from. Don't forget what you have been brought out of. And I think a lot of times it's like, hey, man, I've rocked it for 3 years. I've been digging into the word. God is good. I'm restored. This is great. Let's go find a chick.
Strip club.
Yeah. And so don't stop doing what you've been doing for 3 years. You've been on this, but you've been on this course for 3 years, digging into the word, seeking God. And what happens is you're restored and you're rejuvenated and yay, God has brought back that he's restored that joy in my salvation. And I'm so amped. Chick. Cool. Awesome. And then you drop the word. You stop seeking God.
It's like up.
Yeah.
Bird. It's like that.
It is absolutely like that, yeah. Because that's what happens. Because
guys are kind of stupid like dogs.
Yeah.
Kind of makes sense.
Yeah, we really are. I mean, it's biblical. Like a dog reverts to his vomit.
I really like my vomit. Thank you very much.
A fool returns to his folly. And so don't return to that folly. Continue in the word. Continue seeking God. Continue just growing in him, and you'll know.
Yeah.
So 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Shock Therapy Live, hello.
Hi, this is Raul.
Hello, Raul.
Hey, how you doing?
Can't complain, man.
Bueno.
Okay. Sorry I haven't called in, but I've been sick for like a month.
It's all good.
I just wanted to know, I just celebrated my 21st wedding anniversary.
Wow.
Wow. Awesome.
Okay. That's amazing.
So, okay. I met my wife when I was in prison. I spoke to y'all earlier, not too long ago. I just put in 20 years.
Oh, this is Google, right.
Remember?
Yes. I do remember.
Okay.
He's been listening for 20 years. Yes.
Okay.
Or in prison for 20 years. He's been listening to the station in prison. Yes.
I really love her a lot. We've been together. I've never, ever cheated on her, but she's had one prior marriage before we met, and he cheated on her a lot. The second one, that relationship she had, he cheated on her, put her in a coma. And then I met her in prison. I spoke to her for 3 days on the phone, and she spoke to me nothing about God. And that's when I gave myself to the Lord. And I told her I was going to marry him. She laughed at me. And then that was February of 92. In October of 92, we were married.
Wow.
And we've been together ever since. But the thing is that... she has really bad trust issues.
Right.
And I have this issue of now, since I was under someone's foot and control for so much, it's hard for me to, how can I say, she's always asking me, where am I? What am I doing when I'm at work? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like, okay, I just left for work at 5 o'clock this morning, and I'm always at work. And I go from work to home. She can set her clock, and she knows exactly what time I get home. You see what I'm saying? It's just,
yeah.
I want to bring her to the point to where, look, I'm a good man. I have no ill feelings about her past. I don't care about it, but I don't want to pay the price of her past.
Mm. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Now, I would just tell you this. When you married her, you knew who she was and where she came from, and you didn't just marry her, you married her baggage.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, the stuff that has been a part of her life is part of her, and you've married into that, you know what I mean? And
yes.
We're called as men to esteem our wives higher than ourselves.
And
so I would say in this situation, you know, as much as it's annoying and as much as it feels like she doesn't trust you when she's asking those questions, that's a part of who she is.
Yeah.
And that's something that's not just going to easily go away. It's not something that's like, man, you know, you've got to leave. You give me my space. That's not going to make it go away.
Yeah.
So I think in this kind of a situation, you need to, you know, be what God has called you to be. And that is to esteem her, to love her, to place her above yourself and recognize even though you don't like this situation, you're going to love her and you're going to, you know, when she asks you, you're just going to say, hey, honey, I'm at work, you know, and you're gonna kind of suck it up and go through it because that's the person you married. And you know, when we marry somebody, we don't get to choose what parts of them we don't want to have in the relationship.
I know what part I would choose.
Yeah,
yeah, I hear you.
So that makes
a lot of sense.
Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense because I've really been looking and I've been searching and I'm like, man, what do I have to do? What do I have to prove? What do I have to show? Or what is it she cannot see?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the whole thing is because I'll never leave her.
Yeah.
Ever. Not ever.
Yeah.
Whenever it's my time to leave this world, whatever time it is, then that's when I have to leave. But other than that, I will never leave her side. Not ever. She was with me for 14 years straight while I was in there. And she was a good woman. She was honest. She was. She never ever cheated on me. You know. So this is why I'm just seeking that one point to where you said that does make sense, and
yeah,
that's what I have to do, and that's what I'll have to do.
Yeah, and you know, I would just understand this too. It's not you. It's not something that you're doing wrong that makes her ask these questions.
Uh-huh.
It's a part of her past. And again, that's not something that you can change. But you did marry that. And so just understand, that you've got to get to a place where you accept that, you know, where she's been in her life. And the best thing you can do as her husband is just love her. Just shower her in love and adoration, in esteem and honor. And, you know, it's something that, over time, God can fix it, but don't expect that just if you're a really good husband, God will fix it and God will take those feelings away after a period of time. I would just say you put your head down, man. You go into the trenches and you just love the crap out of her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you just do what God has called you to do and then give the rest to God. But just show her that you love her.
Yeah, and make sure you really do give it over to God. I know a lot of times it's easy to go to 1 Corinthians 13 to look up what love is, and you come out with this, man, love keeps no record of wrongdoing. Love, it's long-suffering, it's patient, it's all these things. And so you're like, see? But in that, you are being self-seeking by pointing to your spouse saying, this is what love is, honey. You need to be this. When really, the best you can do is to just pour that out and show her that love rather than trying to point out which ones she's not doing.
And really, when you look at that list of what love is, ultimately it's God. Yeah. You know, none of us can have the kind of love that's in Corinthians.
Yeah. Exactly.
And so it really boils down to us making sure that we are filled with the Holy Spirit, that we are bathed in God's love, and then pray that that will be an outpouring from our life as we encounter people.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense, man. That really does.
Awesome, man.
Corinthians 13 was read at my wedding.
Hmm. Oh, it's so cool.
You know, so thank you. Thank you so much.
Raul, God bless you, man. Thank you. Man. Thank you so much for calling in and just pouring your heart out. That's why we do this show. So thanks for just putting it out there and being real.
Thank you for being there for me, guys.
Yeah, man. Raul. God bless, buddy.
God bless.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That's awesome.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
Shock Therapy Christmas Spectacular.
I know, this is the last one of 2013. Next week's Christmas Day. Week after that's New Year's Day. We're not going
to
be here.
Dude, I feel like we need like Michael Bublé in here to like sing a Christmas song or something.
Ah, the Bublé.
That's like what Christmas, like, everyone has a Christmas special has Michael Bublé.
Yeah.
Like, he's omnipresent at Christmas time. Do you realize that? He's at every Christmas special. It's like, oh, he's on this guy's Christmas special. He's on this guy's. Oh, he has a beard in this one. You know, it's like he just moves around. He's crazy.
Do I not have any Michael Bublé? Are you kidding me?
I think they make like animatronic Bublés and they send them to people. Hey, here's a Bublé Christmas special. They plug him in. He'll sing you a song for your Christmas special.
We have to take one more break. You're tuned into Shock Therapy Live. If you'd like to get a question in, our operators are standing by. 505-338-3700.
There's really just one, and she's a girl.
Yeah, 338-3700, which makes sense. It's like old school operators when you call and they go, operator. That's what she sounds like, so it's amazing. You can also email us, studio@mystaticradio.com.
And since she's a female, you might run the risk of her wanting to talk on the phone for a really long time and pour her heart out to you. So I would be, you know, just... weigh out the pros and the cons before you call our show.
Like three quick words.
Yeah.
So, or facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can chime in there.
Or like snail mail, and we'll answer it in like 2 months.
Yeah.
That's always an option if you have time.
Quick break. Right back with more Shock Therapy.
Morse
Live.
Code.
Boop, 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 boop.
What, sex? Oh, my gosh.
Shock Therapy Live. What do you want to talk about? Comment now on facebook.com/mystaticradio or call 505-338-3700. Now, more Shock Therapy Live.
You guys are jerks. All of you. Shame on yourselves.
Welcome back to Shock Therapy Live.
If you don't even know why you're a jerk, well, then you need to search your heart, all right? Because I don't need to tell you.
Gosh. Welcome.
We're going to get a bunch of people calling and confessing horrible, weird things they've
done.
No,
don't do it.
You're right. I am a jerk. No, that's what we're talking about. The other thing. The other thing.
The other one. Oh, yeah, that one too. Not you. Facebook.com/mystaticradio if you'd like to be bold. Or you can keep it anonymous. studio at mystaticradio.com. That's our email address. You can send us in an email, or if you want to give us a call, we're here to hang out with you.
If you have one of those things that can change your voice, like those people who don't want to be known on TV,
Hello,
and you can call
Sydney.
In like that, no,
yeah.
no, no, that's
like
scary.
Yeah.
More like the...
Like Batman.
Like, no, it sounds like... Yeah,
Where's
kind of like
Rachel?
Bane.
You've been lucky.
Oh, hello,
been
I'm
naughty.
The turtle from Neverending Story. I hate that stupid voice.
I like that voice.
Oh, it's terrible! That movie was stupid!
No, no, no. Like, the people who, like, were in Mafia before, and they, like, killed a bunch of people, and then they're, like, talking about the Mafia and what they do, but
oh,
they gotta
like
have their
on
voice
the news,
hitting.
And they're
yeah,
all
they're
blacked
like,
out.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I was once in the Mafia, and
you're like,
blah,
I'm
blah,
sorry,
blah.
I've lost,
and
I lost,
Fat
I have
Joe
no idea
was the worst guy
who?
In the Mafia.
Why aren't there subtitles for this mob guy?
I know, man.
Sounds like he's eating marbles.
Way too many cigarettes.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Welcome to Shock Therapy Live. We have another email question.
Marbles wouldn't be good to eat. That'd
Marble?
Oh,
well, that's what it sounds like. That's Batman. That's what he does in every movie.
No, he talks like this.
Where's Rachel?
I'm Batman.
No, that's what?
I'm kind of like that. And then Bane.
You've been naughty. You've been naughty boy.
Your voice is so...
You're naughty, naughty boy.
How can anybody be scared of that guy and take him seriously? He obviously
didn't muscles,
see
mostly muscles.
Story.
Muscles and
it's the
that mask.
It's the
the
mask
is scary.
What was the turtle? It was the turtle oracle.
Anybody would be scary in that mask. Carrie Rose would be scary in that mask.
Yeah.
If he had that little thing on his face, you've been naughty. I'd be scared of that.
He's like counseling people. email question.
No.
Ready? Go serious.
No.
Gosh, dude, you're a child. When
not going to do
your
it.
Way, it's the worst.
I don't want to. No.
Is that what I sound like when
no,
I don't get my
I don't
way?
Want All right, here it is. I have a question for Nate and Steve-O. First of all, can you guys please keep this anonymous? Thank you. My question. Sorry this is so long. First of all, I want to say thank you for having this show. I rededicated my life on November 9th, 2013. I have you guys on my iPod and have been listening to the Shock Therapy podcast and the old Raw Talks nonstop since. So thank you. You guys have been one of the reasons why I've been able to ask God for forgiveness for the life I have lived since coming to college, because you guys have helped me see where I have been going against the Bible and against God. Steve-O, I also find the amazing love story between you and your wife amazing and wonderful, and it is one of the reasons, besides knowing it is what God wants for me, why I want to save it for my husband. We make mistakes, but God still has a beautiful love story for us. Situation. I lost my virginity the second year in college, and for the longest time I didn't regret it. I was listening to one of your podcasts, and you talked about sex before marriage and how it is fornication. This made me feel sick. Since then, I have come before God and given him this sin. I want to remain pure and holy for my future husband. He deserves it. I just feel so bad for my future husband because I have given something away that I wanted reserved for him. But this happened when I walked away from God. I now realize... When I walk away from God, I don't like the person I become and how I live, and now I'm terrified and refuse to even walk away again. The peace I feel is amazing and wonderful. Question. So is it possible that I haven't actually given it to God because I still feel guilty and bad for breaking that promise to God and the man that he has planned for me? Thanks.
Yes. Next. I'm just kidding.
Man, that was quick. You're like a Jedi. Did you just speak to her with your mind?
I did.
Wow.
Well, is it possible that you haven't really given it to God? Yeah. Just last night, my kids and I were going through this devotional called Good News of Great Joy. It's a daily reading for Advent, and we've been going through it. And last night, that's exactly what it was about, was the greatest salvation imaginable. And how Jeremiah 31:31 says, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, where I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah." And it talks about the act at the cross, what was accomplished at the cross, and the fact that Christ bore our sins in his own body when he died. Hebrews 9:28 says Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. He took our judgment. He canceled our guilt. That means our sins are gone. They don't remain in God's mind as a basis for condemnation. In that sense, he forgets them. They're consumed in the death of Christ. Which means God is now free in his justice to lavish us with the new covenant. He gives us Christ, the greatest reality in the universe, for our enjoyment, and he writes his own will on our hearts so that we can love Christ, trust Christ, follow Christ from the inside out with freedom and joy. That came from John Piper. I read that just last night, and that's what it was all about. And I think a lot of times we give our lives over to Christ. We dedicate our lives. We rededicate our lives. We do whatever. And then we put this like signpost that this is the day. So from this day forward, I'm going to live upright and blameless. And all of my sins from today and in the past are forgiven. And then tomorrow when I totally screw up, I'm hosed because that one's not forgiven, just the ones from my past. And it's no, it's once for all. Like all of our sins have already, there's therefore now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. All of your sins are already forgiven. The problem is we kind of take it like this give and take of, okay, well, I asked for forgiveness here, so that means, you know, this one's forgiven, but that one's not. So it's this fine line. But at the same time, obviously, we do need to be repenting. We do need to be turning away from our sin. I'm not trying to take that away. But the fact is, sin has no power over you.
But even when it deals with guilt, like I think through this, like it's often that people will sin and be forgiven for that sin, but still feel guilt for some time.
Yeah.
And that's because when, you know, we use this idea of forgive and forget. God's the one who forgets. We don't forget.
Yeah.
You know, God's the one who doesn't see our sins anymore, but we unfortunately still see them very often.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yep. So it's, you know, God can take them as far as the east is from the west, but we got to live with them.
Yeah.
And so sometimes there's guilt that comes with that. And it's working through, an understanding of Jesus though. And it's viewing yourself in the light that Jesus views you in. And that's a hard thing to do. And that takes time to do.
Yeah.
To truly, let that, the peace of God kind of overcome and flood your life.
And depending upon the situation, I think about two very different situations. One, when I was a kid, it was dark and I was fumbling around in the dark and I reached for something on my nightstand. Turns out it was a butterfly knife because I was an idiot kid that I had gotten it from school and didn't tell my mom about it. And I reached for it and it was kind of open and I closed it on my finger. And I can still see the scar. It's very minor now. But at the time, I was in so much pain, and I had to get stitches, and it was crazy. And that healed, but the scar was still there, and it still actually like kind of hurts to the touch randomly. I'll go, oh, yeah, and I'll remember that. And I think sin works a lot like that as well. Mm. Depending upon what the situation is, what the consequences are of that sin, yes, every sin is equal. It's bare. It's laid bare at the foot of the cross. I understand that, but there's still different earthly consequences. I think of you in that awesome longboarding accident.
That wasn't a sin,
which was very different.
No, I didn't sin.
But you being in the hospital was very different from me going to the hospital and getting like 5 stitches.
Truth.
It was a very different accident.
Yeah, my scar is bigger than yours.
Your scar is way bigger. It hurt for way longer.
Still
you
hurts.
Had to take some serious meds to get over that.
Yeah.
And so depending upon your situation, yes, you've been forgiven. However, sometimes that guilt lingers for longer because the pain is deeper. The situation's different. And so, yeah, I don't think there's a blanket across the board like, hey, tomorrow you got to just get over it or else you're in sin. Depends on who you talk to because it's being spit out there, that gospel of shame, where if you're feeling any form of shame or any form of guilt, well, then it's just sin because you haven't truly let God forgive you.
Mm.
I don't necessarily agree with that.
Well, neither do I.
So, yeah. Is it possible that you have not fully given it over to God? Yeah, it's possible. Is it also possible that it's just the scar of your past that just keeps kind of creeping up on you? It's possible. That's possible, too.
Yeah. I think there's going to come a time when you meet that man who God has called you to be married to, and you're going to talk to him and have a conversation with him, be honest with him about where you came from, and say, look, you know, I want you to know that I lost my virginity when I was in college. But since that point, I've asked for forgiveness and I've been saving it from then for you. And,
yeah. And
you know, I God can do some incredible things. You know, I've talked to married couples before that had both blown it when they were single. But God still made their sexual life very intimate and very meaningful. And it didn't take away from, the relationship that they had. And God can do that. I'm not saying that God will do that,
right.
But God can do that. So I would, I think it's going to be something that you'll probably always feel the sting, until you find that man that God had called you to be with.
Yeah.
But there's coping, you know, there's ways to get through it easier. And I think that there's some things you can do by going to the Lord that he can help you deal with that.
Yeah. And don't let Satan hold that over your head because that's his job, man. He wants to kill. He wants to steal. He wants to destroy. You know, one of his jobs is for that condemnation to like try and heap it upon your head, to judge you, to try and point your sin at you and go, hey, check this out. I'm hoarding this over you. And you in turn get to go, yeah, that's been taken care of. Jesus took care of that at the cross. That has no power. It has no hold over you. A lot of times we like to dwell on our sin. And man, it can be so damaging. It can be so dangerous. So, it's healthy to work through it. It's not healthy when it becomes all that you think about. It kind of becomes an obsession.
Yeah.
So you never know.
Yeah.
Just keep going. We got an email, but I wasn't sure, what kind of, just junk, stupid spam.
Unique gifts for everyone in your family.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. It's 505-338-3700. If you'd like to chime in on Shock Therapy Live, you can also send us an email if you need to keep it anonymous. Dude, speaking of gifts, this is the first year, actually, Christy and I, we're not getting each other anything for Christmas. Is that lame?
Uh-oh.
I'm supposed to do, like, the top secret. That's hilarious. Dude says no, and then Mitch in the next room is nodding her head saying it is lame.
No, it's not lame.
Here's the thing, dude. Our backyard is not landscaped. So we're like, hey, no Christmas. So what we're going to do is I would like to get the backyard taken care of. That's the present then? Okay, that's the present. So never mind. Hey. I guess technically I'm still getting something.
That's cool.
It's for our enjoyment.
I got my wife love and respect this year.
See, there you go. I said,
super valuable.
Chrissy's presence is my presence. You know what I'm saying? I didn't say that.
No, you literally just said that. You just said that. And I have it recorded.
It works way better on a bumper sticker.
Oh, I would also say that girl who was talking about feeling guilt.
Yeah.
If you listen to our podcast, listen to last week's podcast, because we talked a lot about guilt and forgiveness, and there's some good gems in there.
It is
some little nugget, some presents.
This is like a time of pondering, I guess. December, it seems like, maybe because people are out of school.
Pondering in the Ponderosa Pines.
There's that time off. You have more time to your thoughts and your mind brain.
In your mind brain.
In your mind brain that you can just start to figure some things out. And sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes when you have too much time to just dwell on the wrong thing, it's not a good thing.
You create magical kingdoms for you to live in.
Yeah. There's a reason why Romans 12 tells us to not be conformed to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We know that renewing of our mind comes by the word of God. So just dig in, man. You start freaking out, change your attitude, change your mindset, and jump into God's word, even if you're not feeling like it in that moment.
Yeah.
You know, you never know what he's going to show you through his word.
I'm just going to cuddle with this microphone.
These are nice, right?
Yeah.
Except you just did that, and Mitch has been like spitting on that all week. She's like very spitty.
Mm.
So now Janae's going to be like, why do you smell like girl spit on your neck?
Why do you smell like... Yeah, it's gross.
Thankfully, this is recorded, so I'll go, no, it's cool.
No. Nate was just necking with the microphone. No big deal.
Necking with the microphone, man. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. You can give us a call. We've got one line available. We're going to take this call here, and hopefully we'll have time to get to a couple questions. We got about 8 minutes left to show. Just waiting for the producer to hang up so I can answer the phone.
I'm gonna pop some tags.
There we go. Shock Therapy Live, hello.
Steve-o, Nate, it's Diego.
Hey!
So I have a comment for that young lady who's feeling a lot of guilt.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I know that when I was going through some pretty crazy times, I actually heard a message from Driscoll one time, and he was basically talking about how, you know, God, obviously, we already know that God has forgiven us, but sometimes it's hard for ourselves to forgive ourselves of what we've done in the past. And sometimes when we do that, we're basically saying that we're better than God because we're saying, like, hey, God, I know you forgive me, but I can't forgive myself. So therefore, I'm putting myself above you because my forgiveness should be better than yours.
Wow.
When in fact, it's the opposite. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
God, obviously, we already know that God has cleansed us. He purified us. And that is a lie from the devil, just basically stating, you know, hey, you're such a filthy rag, you know. Well, yeah, I am a filthy rag. But you know what? I have grace. I have mercy now. And I have joy from the Lord.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's just something just to encourage her, you know, not to... Because that really helped me out when I was going through some stuff, when I was keeping a lot of guilt in my own heart. And I was like, you know what? It's true. I don't know where she's at in her walk with God. I know with me, like, if I try to offend God or anything, I'm just like, man, Lord, like, forgive me. You know, like, I'm such a wretched man, you know.
Hmm.
But it's like, I just want you to know that God has already forgotten it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Amen.
Right on, man.
Amen.
Great words.
Thanks, bro.
There you go. All right. I like that. It's true. We do often times try and put ourselves in the place of God because we want, like that first caller even. Now, granted, it was like, hey, it was 2 weeks ago, and then, or when, you know, however long it's been. And so, yeah, that dude needs to do something. He needs to take some correct steps. But at the same time, he was looking for more. It was like, okay, yeah, God's forgiven me, but what else? How many lashes do I take? Yeah. What do I need to do to atone for this?
Yeah.
Well, if you've given it to God, he's already forgiven you. Yeah, but what else? Because I still feel guilty, you know?
Like, I like marshmallows.
So, ooh, yeah?
They're good.
I do too.
Well, you'd said it, I like that. And I was like, what do I like? I like marshmallows.
You know what's hilarious? I actually really don't like marshmallows. I just kind of nodded, but I don't.
Yeah,
do you really like
marshmallows? I don't really like marshmallows
either. Okay, good. I'm not a s'mores guy. We go camping, and I'm just like,
hand
me the graham cracker and chocolate. I don't have time for this marshmallow.
I don't like s'mores, but I do like roasting a marshmallow and eating a marshmallow. I'm like a master marshmallow roaster.
Really?
Master.
Does it look like this? Is it like black?
No.
I like it charred, if I'm going to go for it.
But that takes no finesse and skill.
What
it's like a blunt instrument, like, marshmallow, fire, blah.
Yeah.
Caveman.
I've been rocking it that way since junior high. Why would I change now?
Well, it's kind of like salvation. You realize the error of your ways and you change.
Oh, crap.
You have a blackened soul.
Are we having a deeper conversation?
You have a blackened marshmallow of a soul, Steve-O. It needs to be cleansed.
More.
Oh, man.
Crap. Just happened.
And with that, we out.
We still have like a whole you know what, whatever. We can do this whenever we want.
Not opes.
Oh, that's it for us. Shock Therapy Live.
That was fun.
Are you kidding me?
It's a good Christmas spectacular.
Yeah, we are out until 2014.
Yep. Find the way to break the news to your kids that Santa Claus isn't real. I might have just done that for you, in which case you can thank me later. Saved you from that conversation.
Oh,
dodge that bullet, right?
If you're needing some Shock Therapy Live action and we're not around, here's the deal. You can podcast us week in and week out at mystaticradio.com. We have hundreds of different topics that, we're here for you. So get there. Check it out the next 2 weeks. We'll be back in 2014. It's going to be exciting.
Maybe I'll come back changed. Maybe I'll get plastic surgery.
Don't do that.
I might get some implants.
I love you as you.
Well, will you love me as me with implants?
We'll find out!
Next year, comments made do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Real Doctors, Moms, Calvary of Albuquerque, any political party, Puppies, Static Radio, or, just about anybody else except for the moron who made us use the delay.